up our hands and just bless His name. Just lift your hands inside and outside and let's say, Lord, You are worthy. We bless Your holy name. We give You praise. Just bless Him in Your own words. He's faithful. Go ahead and bless Him. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Lord, we bless You. Go ahead and bless Him. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the glory. He is worthy. You have brought us tonight to bless us. Come on, bless Him. Inside and outside, He's worthy of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Thank You for Your presence. Go ahead and pray in other tongues. Inside and outside, the Lord is in this place. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And the Spirit of God hovered round the face of the water. Come on, let your spirit find expression. In the presence of the one who is able to heal, to deliver, to set. We bless your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In one minute, say, Lord, I've come with an expectation. Many of us have come from far and near. Lift up your voice. Now is not the time to be distracted, friends. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted. And all the nations shall flee. I'd like you to be excited in your spirit. The Great One is in our midst. He's about you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're excited tonight, hold on. I'd like to hear a shout of praise from those of you outside. If Jesus is Lord and is alive outside, give him a shout. A shout of praise. Those of you inside, if Jesus is alive, come on, give him a shout of praise. How many of you believe that? The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. He said, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I believe in Him. I sincerely believe in Him. So, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is no other. Yes, Lord. Come on, celebrate. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Are not connected. Or should I say, I have a very big God who is always by my side. A mighty God by my side. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God. Come on. I have a very big God who is always by my side. You know why we are rejoicing? We are not just jumping for nothing, friends. The mystery of David. He jumped and he danced. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we jump and we celebrate, we do not realize that it's a principle in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says in Psalms 149, let the high praise be in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the kings and to bind their nobles with fetters of iron. It's a mystery in the realm of the spirit as we begin to worship. How many of you are ready for what his presence in this place will do? God is going to heal and deliver. Hallelujah. You believe that? And God is going to set free. One of the things the Lord told me he'll be doing, it's found in Revelations, I believe, chapter 3, verse 8. I will set before you an open door that no man will cross. Please believe it. I will set before you an open door. The Bible makes us to understand that Peter was being bound in prison, and while the disciples prayed, an angel came. And as they walked, the doors began to open out of their own volition. No one compelled it. The doors began to open until the last door opened and the angel left Peter totally free and liberated. I believe him. I believe him. I believe him. Lord, I believe you. I'm a believer. There's no room for doubt tonight. I believe you. If I didn't believe, I wouldn't be here. I believe. I believe. I believe. My faith is alive. I believe. The is nothing you cannot do. I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Parosa parianda gabaya. I believe. I'm excited about this miracle service because of the things that the Lord is going to be doing. Jesus, we pray. I trust that in the short time we have to spend in His presence, that He will leave a mark in your life tonight. That's my desire. Believe me, friends, the Bible says, blessed is she that believes, for unto her there shall be a performance. Mary said, how shall these things be? How shall it be also? He said, the power of the highest shall overshadow you. It's not by power, it's not by might. There is an activity of the Spirit that defies explanation. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yahweh.
Spirit.
The Bible, hear me. The Bible records that when the Holy Spirit comes and anoints men, there are certain things that will happen. Hear me. The Lord is going to, I don't know why God is starting this way tonight. The Lord is going to start by imparting what I hear in my spirit called insight. I know you may not understand. It's what the Bible calls the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Believe me. Insight. For he made two great lights. And he made one to rule in the day. And another to rule in the night. When that light comes into your spirit, you will rule in the day. Now hear me, hold on. I'm going to raise a chant in the spirit. The Lord gave it to me as a mystery. And when I raise this chant, the power of God will come rushing. Many of you will literally enter into realms of prophetic insight. Please let me have those people as it happens, inside and outside. I'd like you to get ready. Insight, praying, order of insight in the spirit. Please believe it.
Hope is coming upon you. Madam, please come. Help me. Madam, come. For I bring you into a new season, and I cause a restoration unto you. Come, madam. The Lord says, I bring you into a new season. I cause a restoration. The power of God is upon you. By the Spirit, now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, causing you to walk in new realms of supernatural insight, given by the Spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let me tell you, enough is enough. Whatever Satan has taken tonight, I prophesy, even by the Spirit, that the Lord is returning his sevenfold authority. Hallelujah. The Lord is healing cancer right now. If you have any case of cancer, I don't care what kind of cancer, inside and outside, breast cancer, all kinds of cysts and growths, I like you to get that right now. I'm about to release the power of God. It will not, you will not recover. You will be instantly healed. I like you to get that. Get that right now. He said, for as I spoke, I declared as he spake unto me, and there was a rattling sound. Right now, in the name of Jesus, cancer, inside and outside, go, go, go. Every face of cancer, I command you to go. I see someone with a cancerous problem in your bone or something. I command you, go, be healed now. Now, cancer, inside and outside, cancer, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I command cancer, be healed. Set yourself right now. Set yourself. Set yourself right now. Set yourself right now. Every trace of cancer, be gone. Hallelujah. Every kind of blood infection. Every kind of blood infection, whether genotype, blood group, any sickness that is related to the blood, HIV, whatever it is, listen. I want you to know that the Bible says, wherefore God has so highly exalted him. Don't take her away, the power of God is still strong upon her. Strong and strong upon her. It says, and has given him a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, he said, every knee shall bow, of things in the heavens, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. He said, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. I want to challenge every blood condition. That's what I hear in my spirit. Right now, by the Spirit, I command HIV be healed in the name of Jesus. Hepatitis be healed now in the name of Jesus. Hepatitis be healed. The power of God is touching hepatitis people. Hepatitis by the Spirit of God. There is a strong influence of the Spirit in this place. Hepatitis, be healed in the name of Jesus. Every genotype, SS, AS, we change it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. We change it by the authority of the King in the name of Jesus. Jesus. I hope you believe what is happening here. The Bible says, blessed is he that believes. Let me tell you something. There is a kingdom that is superior to this one. There is a kingdom. There is a system. That's why we took our time to teach on the spirit of the kingdom. I'm standing not as Joshua Selman, but as talking to authority of the king and the kingdom I represent. He says, for I am a man under authority, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. I stand under the authority of the king. And once again I declare, S-S-A-S, saying, hey, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
The Father of God. I command to heal in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Every sickle cell. Go. Go. There is an anointing in this place. Go. Go. By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Many of you have been oppressed by demons in your sleep. Some of you hear voices. Oh, it's time for them to leave now. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There are people that have suffered from influences of demons. It's always my joy to cast out devils. He said, and this time shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. There's someone coughing seriously outside. The power of God is coming upon you. Bring the person in from demonic influences. Coughing seriously. Now I command every demon, every principality, every power, go, 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 be free. Every demonic manipulation, be free. I cast you out of her. Come out of her now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Be free, thou devil. Be free, let God's people go. Be free, be free, be free. You cannot reign over her life. I see you in the spirit. Leave her now. You understand the authority. Leave her now. I see you in the spirit. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus. There's still one more person outside. I'm seeing in the spirit. There's still one more person outside. I'm seeing in the spirit. Every influence of Satan over your life is leaving all that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's someone outside. Those of you outside, lift up your hands. Satan, I command you, be gone from those outside now in the name of Jesus. For there is one person I see in my spirit, and the Lord brings you out. by the instruction of the Holy Spirit, we declare release of angels. Let that one person come forth now in the name of Jesus. No demonic influence, it shall not reign. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Let the person come. Be free. Be free. For you shall not have a place. I stand as nothing the king. You will not hide in her. You will not hide in her. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, out, devil. I challenge you as touching the authority of the king. Come out of her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear my spirit destroy habits. God is going to break men free from habits right now. Paul said, the things I would want to do, I do not find myself doing them. And the things that I do not want to do, I find myself doing them. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? But he said, there is yet now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Challenges, habits. The Bible says, seeing then that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, he said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth easily beset us, and that we run with perseverance the race that is set before us. So right now I pray that the power of the highest, Jesus the Christ himself, Pastor, I command habits, every kind of habit, masturbation, drunkenness, all kinds of demonic habits, whatever does not represent the character of the kingdom, go now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I break you free. Go. Inside and outside, you are free. I break you free. Worry and fear, go, go, go. The Lord is touching people. Worry and fear, go. Where's Stephanie? Come. I don't know what it is, but the Lord says that he set you free. And I set you free. There is an authority, and it's the authority of the king. You are free. Totally free. Totally free. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Totally free. By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Where are your sisters? Are they there, Hilda and the rest? This is not just you. Please, where are they? Bring them. If you belong to her family, you are related, are they here? Please come. I don't know what it is, but the Lord says to set them free. To set them free. To set them free. Please hold your hands together. I don't know what it is, but the Lord says, set them free. Set them free. And now in the name of Jesus, let the fire come upon you. Now, be free by the Spirit of God. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. In the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. You are free. Totally free. No, totally free by the Spirit. Totally free by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know why God is doing this. Is your sister here? And anyone related to you, please come quickly. We're hurrying up. We have to be out of here as soon as possible. That's why this meeting was put together to set men free. God is emancipating people. Please hold your hands together. For the Lord sets you free. That's what I hear in my spirit. The Lord sets you free. I sense an anointing coming upon you. And the Lord says, set them free. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I set you free right now. I set you free right now. I declare by the power of the highest that you are free. Be free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, be free. I see like a box going round and round, both of you. I command, you are free now. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your surname is Ezekiel. Surname Ezekiel. Please listen attentively now. The Holy Spirit calls out people. Your surname is Ezekiel. Where is that person, inside and outside? Your surname is Ezekiel. When you get the person, let them come. There is a word for them. Ezekiel. Hallelujah. I'm seeing something in someone's head. I don't know if it's a brain tumor or something. Do we have anyone here with something that has to do with, I mean, from the hospital? They told you something. I don't know what it is, but I see a white substance in someone. I don't know what it is, an injury, whatever it is. We have someone like that. Please come quickly. Sorry about the light, you'll be back in a minute. The Lord sets you free. You believe that? You believe that? This is not all. This is not all. The Lord is communicating to you. Please, let's hurry up. There's no room to waste time. We have to be really, really fast about this. Hallelujah. As I pray for you, I want you to believe that the Lord will set you free. I listen to you. Believe that the Lord will set you free. Let me start with Holy. In the name of Jesus, I challenge whatever issue it is, be made whole now. In the name of Jesus, be made whole even by the Spirit. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Hold my hand. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Just look at me. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Come out of him now in the name of Jesus.
Light is shining in the darkness.
Come.
Jesus, he is light.
Lord, keep your eyes fixed on me.
In the darkness, Jesus.
I set you free now. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command total wholeness to you. Receive it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive it now. Confess it. I release it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Perfection. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a man on a stretcher. Looks like is a man from Benue State also on a stretcher being sick. If that is a case that you relate with, I like you can come and a man on a stretcher from Benue State. Is that correct? Please, can we have a mic? Hallelujah. Who is that to you?
He's an elderly man in the village.
He's from Benue State. You've been trusting God for his healing.
Yes, sir.
And you've prayed about it again and again. The Lord brings healing to him right now. Can you receive for him? All right, lift up your hands. Lord, let it flow. Now, receive it to him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command perfection and wholeness, even by the Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Agnes. Your name is Agnes. Your name is Agnes. Do we have any Agnes here? I'm hearing Agnes. Please, if we call your case, I'd like you to hurry up and let's save time. Hallelujah. Are you the only one? The only one bearing the name Agnes? Because I see more than one person in the vision that the Lord shows me. Agnes. Hallelujah. She's not the only one. The Lord is still telling me she's not the only one. Why are you staying back? Please, when we call the case, hurry up. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I should tell you, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, for behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. That's what God is saying. I should tell you, behold, I do a new thing. Especially over your family, the Lord is doing a new thing. Over their finances, they've gone through lots of challenges. Does that make sense to you, what I'm saying? Is that correct? Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm stepping in a way that will cause many to wonder, and is bringing perfect restoration even by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, confirm your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confirm your word by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please go back. Your father is a businessman. I see him holding cartons. He does any business that relates to maybe packaging or goods. Someone here, your father is a businessman. I see a man holding a carton. I don't know what that means. But something that relates to that. Is there anyone? Please, very quickly, your father is in business. What does he do? The mic is down.
Park.
He sells motorbikes. How about you?
He sells goods.
He sells goods in a carton.
Yes, sir.
Did you lose anything?
Yes, sir. He lost his company.
He lost his company. The Lord says, I should tell you that he is restoring and he will overturn.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? The Lord says, I should tell you that he's restoring, he will overturn and he's going to restore. You believe that? I see him holding a carton. The Lord is going to restore even by his Spirit. You believe that? You believe that, both of you lift your hands even as you receive for your family members. Hold on. Look at me, my dear. Did your father pick up a quarrel with anyone? You may not know, but it's a serious... I see that there's an issue between your father and someone. You received... Please, let the mic be on. Technical people can...
I just received a call today about...
Ten a.m. in the morning.
Yes, oh. Mom called me. That's not because my dad is going for a council of people. So that the young man walks up to him, I said he's going to deal with him. That he's just looking at him. He doesn't know where to start. With
yes, I see your father quarrel with someone, and I hear conspiracy, conspiracy. But you must also tell your father what fellowship has righteousness got to do with lawlessness. That's God's word for your father. And what communion has light got to do with darkness? For he that breaks the hedge, the serpent will strike. Tell your father, he must walk in total righteousness to see God's result. But Lord, we pray that you preserve the father. And for you, I command and I decree that the restoration is perfect and is permanent in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. See God restoring a Kaduna family. You are from the southern part, Zango Kataf, specifically. Now hold on, don't just jump out because you're from there. There are many people I believe that are from here. You are four in your family, that's what God shows me. You're four in your family, and I see that one of you in the family has had a recurrent disease or something like that. Please, who is that? If this fits the word for you, I'd like it to come out now. A family from Kaduna. The Lord is giving. This is very specific. You can't guess it is you. If it's not you, just sit back. Hallelujah. Four in your family. One is sick from Zangon Kataf. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone like that? The Lord wants to minister to that family. You're the one? Please keep the mic on, technical. Let the mic remain on.
His glory, I had to travel with that family.
Oh, she had to travel, but that's yes, I see that. Okay, well, I'm aware that her dad is sick, and but then God is bringing a restoration for the family. God is restoring, and I see like an earthquake. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing right now an earthquake. You see that too?
I wrote it in my book. Is yes. There?
That's what I'm seeing, an earthquake and a disaster, but the Lord averted by His Spirit. Lord, avert it by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you stand in for her? Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that by the Spirit and the authority of the King, standing in for her, we command that restoration through you to her right now. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Barista is not around. I wish he were around because there is a word that the Lord gives me for him. I hope that when we meet, we'll be able to communicate it to him. I see an elderly woman. You are not among those in front here, but you are an elderly woman. You came, you are at the back. You've suffered, you've had pains in your back. Serious back pain. Please, who is that? I'm seeing an elderly woman. Suffered serious back pain, and you've been saying, Lord, I'm coming with an expectation. Oh yes, He is ready and willing to heal. For He is able, more than able, to accomplish. Hallelujah. I'm hearing Ruth. Is there any one of you who is Rose, or you're related to anybody called Rose?
Rose. Is there anyone? I'm hearing the name Rose. Rose. I don't know what God wants to do with the name Rose, but
my mom is suffering from a back pain right now, and my elder sister's name is Rose.
I didn't know there are so many people with the name Rose. The Lord just gave me the name Rose. I love the intelligence of the Spirit. But it's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. All the ladies, Rose, please lift your hands. There will be the breath of the Highest upon you. And it will set you on fire for the King. At the count of four, the power of God will come strong upon the ladies with the name Rose. One, two, three, four. Ladies with the name Rose, an impartation upon you even by the Spirit. Strong impartation upon you. Strong impartation upon you. Given by the Spirit. For one of you will be healed of a menstrual crisis. It goes forever. Goes forever. Hallelujah. Back pain.
My stomach is very hot. No, when I came here, I was feeling it. But later on, I feel it very hot inside.
Yeah. Is the anointing of the Spirit upon you? Please hold my hands, madam. Let the back pain go. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the back pain go. The power of God is coming strong upon you. Back pain.
Just back pain.
Just hold my hands, madam. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I challenge that pain. Go. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be gone. The power of God is flowing through you. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you. Check yourself. All the roads, you can go back. Check yourself. I see one of you being healed from something that has to do with your spine. One of you is healed. Back pain. By the spine. Side and the back. Mommy, the power of God sets you free. Oh, because of your generosity, the power of God sets you free. In the name of Jesus, the power of God sets you free. Every pain, I command you to disappear right now by the power that is in the name of Jesus. You are made whole right now in the name of Jesus. You are standing here for your mother. She has back pain. Where exactly? In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that back pain. Be made perfected right now in the name of Jesus. Perfection by the Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a heart condition. Someone has a problem with the heart condition. It's been long. You are aware of it. You've been told growing up a heart situation. Please, who is that? You came here full of expectation. It's time for the Lord to set you free. A heart condition. What's the situation? Because it's been since 300 level, that 300 level I've been having it, but then I can't remember. The anointing of the Spirit is strong on you, yes sir. The power of God is so strong on you.
You are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around.
Hallelujah. The Lord is setting you free. What's it called again? Sorry. Yes. That's all right. Look at me. Just look at me. The Lord will set you free right now. You believe that? Please come.
He'll touch you.
Not Joshua Selman.
He'll touch you.
By this meeting tonight into a place of intimacy. You cannot make fresh water and salt water. It's time for you to go all out for God. You want me to pray for you?
Yes,
that the Lord will put a hunger for His word in you?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to pray for you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray a hunger in Him. Let an anointing come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, set Him on fire for you. You will never be the same again. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Indian for operation.
Operation?
Yeah, in his heart. And it's like they implanted a clock or so inside. It's always ticking when you're close to him. You hear it tick.
A clock? By the doctor?
As in you hear the heart ticking. Yeah.
Oh, a clock in his heart.
Yeah.
By who? That's not how God designed him. Okay. Bible says, whatever has not been planted by my Father will be uprooted. Lord, we take authority over every planting. We abolish it now by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection for your own soul. In the name of Jesus.
The doctor could not predict what was wrong.
Hold on, sorry?
The doctor could not predict what was exactly wrong with me, but he was like, it was asthma. Asthma because there was symptoms of asthma. But at the same time, he was confused if it was asthma or not.
Doctors are wonderful people, but you see, there is only so much they can do, and it's not their fault. But look at me. Just shout Jesus once, as loud as you can.
Jesus!
That's the name that is above every other name. Totally free by the Spirit of God. Totally free by the Spirit of God. You are for heart condition?
No, in case of my uncle.
Your uncle? What's wrong with him?
He said that an insect or a worm in his heart.
You see how wicked Satan is? For many of you who just laugh and think Satan is your friend, let me tell you something. There is no goodness in him. Satan is so wicked. How can an insect, or what do you call it, an insect in your uncle's heart? What kind of thing is that? You believe he's going to be healed right now? You're standing in for him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I command, lay your hands on yourself. Amen. See, the power of God is strong on you. See your hands? You're standing in for him. Just breathe in and out 3 times. Just do it. Breathe in and out. The power of God comes on you. in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear, what's wrong?
Asthma.
You have asthma? Okay, we're going to pray for the asthmatic patient before I give the minister's room to this minister, and then we'll pray. Every one of you is going to be touched by the power of God tonight. Asthma, but since you came out, the Lord responds to your faith. You're going to be healed right now, and you check yourself, okay? And then please lay your hands on her chest, if you will. Look at me. Open your eyes. Don't miss your miracle. You don't need to meditate. Two of us should not pray. Just watch. I'll do the prayer. Okay? Look at me. Just breathe in and out. Just do what I'm telling you to do. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out again. Do it one last time. You're free now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Totally free, even by the Spirit of God. What do you have?
I actually just remembered my cousin now.
Your cousin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's wrong with him?
She has suffered of this heart disease for the past 3 years now.
33 years? No, 3 years. Oh, 3 years.
She has been coming to Shika all the way from home.
Okay.
And last year, she had to travel to India.
Two times for surgery. Okay.
But she went there and they couldn't discover exactly what was wrong with the heart then.
You're standing in for her. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, perfection over her heart right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection by the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have asthma. Okay, I'm going to pray for asthma to people you don't have to come out. But since how long has it been?
Over 1.5 years.
When?
3 years ago.
3 years. How old are you now?
14.
You are 14. For the past 12 years, you've had asthma.
True.
Oh, for the past 2 years, you've had asthma. Okay. As well, let me pray with you. You believe Jesus will heal you? You believe it? Lay one hand on your chest. Jesus, you are a healer. Perfection. Perfection. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfection. Hallelujah. If you have asthma, lift your hands inside and outside. Asthma. You are suffering from any kind of asthmatic condition, please lift your hands. I'll pray for you right now. Asthma. Asthma. It's time for you to receive. I hope you get serious with what you are doing. Asthma. I'd like all of you to say after me, Jesus, I receive. Say after me, Jesus, I receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I set you free from asthma right now. Be healed. Begin to breathe in and out. Test yourself. Check yourself right now. Asthma, you are healed totally. Totally. Not a gradual recovery. Totally. Instant healing from asthma. Drop your hands down and check yourself. Hallelujah. Where's Ejumi? Come.
Hallelujah. There's someone here, you have an eye condition, you're Igbo, I think your name is Emeka, Emeka Nwafo. The eye condition, it causes pain to go from here all the way. The pain starts from here and it rises all the way to here. Please come out, God wants to heal you. Your name is Emeka, Emeka Nwafo. There's another person, you have a kidney condition. You have a kidney condition. You used to have supernatural experiences at night. Like you see an angel. They told you your kidney was damaged. Yes, they told you your kidney was damaged and you don't know what to do about it. It's a critical condition. It's almost like it's terminal. And you used to see an angel. And you see the angel holding kidneys. God says, I should give you. God says I should give you the kidney. I see a mother. Sorry, I see a grandmother. Your daughter has fibroid. And she has not been able to give birth because of that fibroid. She she has diagnosed it. The fibroid is occupying her womb. Please come out. God wants to heal you. Your grandmother, your daughter has fibroid. She's married, but she has not had a child for a while. I see like cobwebs in her womb. That's the reason why. Okay, you don't know it's fibroid, but she has not given birth for a while. Please, whoever that person is, please come out. And then, I don't know, God gave me a prophecy for China. China. I heard God say capital flight. I heard God say He is concerned for China. Capital flight is going to affect their currency. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to be serious. And I hear God say He's concerned for China. Then there are some people, your ministerial calls, a prophetic call is upon you. I will allow those who operate in the prophetic to pray about it, but God wants to launch people into their ministerial calls. You will begin to experience serious angelic ministration. Serious angelic ministration. So God wants to launch you into that tonight. Emeka. Okay, Yadi Emeka, what's wrong with you?
Shortage of blood.
Yes. Shortage of blood, and what else?
When I have shortage of blood, things will not
come. What's your son name?
Nwafor.
Emeka Nwafor. That's what I saw. Do I know you?
No.
I've been seeing it since morning. My brother dreamt about you and he told me God was going to do that. When God said Emeka Nwafor, I said, wow, that means you are Igbo. God said, no, it's Emeka Nwafor. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you set him free. I overhaul your body from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You are made whole by the power of God. You are made whole in the name of Jesus. Free in Jesus' name. Amen. Then the grandmother that has a opema.
They said it's solid infection.
Okay.
Yeah, she married, she has not given birth.
She has not given birth. I see it like cobwebs. At first I thought it was fibroid, but I just saw it like cobwebs, like a mess in her tummy. I see God putting. Amen. Wow. Father, I thank you. Father, thank you. I see God putting twins. I was afraid to say it, but I see God putting twins.
Amen.
When you see two fetuses in the womb, that's twins, have you?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God has
miracle
baby.
The names
of the twins.
What?
God gave me the names of the twins.
Oh, beautiful. Ah, Father, we seal it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those children who fulfill destiny. We set her free in the name of Jesus. Reconstruct this surgery. We set her free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Enjoy the labor over your daughter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. What are you saying? The eye. Okay. Father, set him free in Jesus' name. Set him free in Jesus' name. We bring you the kingdom of God in your life and your body. You are made whole in Jesus' name. That foul spirit, go. Life come. Eyesight whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then, fibroid. Thank you, Jesus. You are free in Jesus' name. Prophetic ministry.
When the worship was on, the Lord, I saw an angel of the Lord releasing an anointing upon you, even concerning prayer and the prophetic. And the Lord said, it's going to speak through you. The Lord said, it's going to open your eyes and give you see anointing again. Father, I thank you upon the life.
Manasseh.
Oh, yeah. There's a lady by the name Abigail. Can I have Abigail here? Abigail. Abigail. There is something that Abigail. Listen, Abigail. Are you Abigail? Okay, come. I don't know who among you, but I know there is somebody among you that has, your family has a problem with debt. Amen. Your father is that the work your father did somewhere, the money is being held, is not paid. And I had the Lord say it's going to restore back the money. Amen. I don't know who among you has that to do with debt. Amen. The Lord said going to pay it. And also you over there, you. Yeah. When we're praying, I see the Lord doing a deliverance in your life and your family come. I see the Lord doing a deliverance in your life, even breaking you away from the hindrances and some things that have been stopping you from getting married. Hopefully, enemy, you prayed that very prayer before you came here, and I want the Lord to encounter you. Father, thank you, Lord, in our life, and I command that every demonic activity against our life is broken in the name of Jesus. Then also, when we're praying, Mommy, I don't know if that was connected to your daughter, but I saw an angel of the Lord doing a surgery in you. I saw an angel of the Lord doing a surgery in you.
Yeah.
And he said, I see the Lord taking away something, something from the body. And I also saw the Lord doing a cleansing in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, he's going to perfect that in your dream this night.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I saw an angel of the Lord doing a surgery in you. And the Lord said, he's going to perfect it. Father, we thank you, Lord. It's done in the name of Jesus. It's done in the name of Jesus. And also, Father, concerning the promotion in the family, concerning the promotion that's been trusting you, Lord, the door is open in Jesus' name. The door is open. When I was praying there, the Lord showed me a vision again for the second time concerning a prominent businessman in the country by the name Dangote. I saw the angel of the Lord. Let's say, amen.
It's going down.
Yeah, way down. And I saw him directly connected to the present Islamic bank policy. And I saw him doing a donation, and that made the Lord is going down. Let me just summarize. It's going down.
Hallelujah. Okay, so Jamfa, what did you see about them? You can take it from there.
Okay, for that, yeah, I see like three people standing behind you, and there has been a voice of accusation saying you're guilty. I see certain warfare that you have had to experience over the years, challenges too that affected your health recurrently over the years. And God says he wants to bring deliverance to you today. God says he's not only touching mommy, but he's bringing a total walk to your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I release perfection to your bloodstream, to every fiber of your being. I command that you are healed and you are made perfect tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Just a moment. While this is going on, if you've not written your prayer request, let's take time. Please very quickly, ushers, begin to take the prayer request inside and outside. Now is the time. Your prayer request, please, if your friends and loved ones, send them through SMS or something. You can just copy it. Let's have it quickly. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jamfa.
I heard the Lord give me the name Jimo, and I see that your mom has been having a particular sickness, an infirmity that she has carried for many years, and it has been a source of great concern to your family. The Lord gives me the name Jimo. Your mom has an ailment that she has carried for many years and has been a source of great concern to your family. I don't know where you are. Just lift up your hands and come. The Lord wants to bring healing. The Lord is giving the name Jimo. Jimo. Is Jimo in this place?
Eyes. Yes. One of our eyes.
Lord, I pray over Jimo in the name of Jesus. Command healing to his mom's sight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Healing perfection to her. I know it's Jimo. What is it that's wrong with your mom?
Nothing.
That's the one the Lord is speaking about. He's the one. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I should tell you that the work that you are doing right now, that you're not going to do it forever. God says, shortly. He said the business and the things that he has been speaking to you about, he says shortly you have to leave that job. For God says, do not step out until you have the appointed time. Hallelujah. Pastor Jake, I remember like 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a word for you on your birthday, that He was taking you out of Zion to a new land and a strange land that you have never been before. God says, this is the time that He's going to multiply you in that land. God says He's altering your ministry into a new season. And God says it is expected of a steward that He be found faithful. I see many coming to you and giving unto you. And God says He's setting you to father many, but He expects that you be found faithful. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Mr. Yoms, I see you standing in an office. I don't know what you were doing before you came back to school, but I see you now. God is showing me that as you leave this place, you're going to have your business. You're going to have to do with a place where you work. I see the one-story building through the staircase. I see you walking around that office. Where you work before coming to school, is this the description? Please talk to me. Come. Where you walked before coming back to school, is this the description of the place?
Exactly.
I don't even know where you, that was in Lagos or wherever, but this is what God is showing me. And God is saying, as you go back, I see increase coming, I see expansion coming. I see you going beyond that one office and taking the whole floor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Apostle Sai talking about earthquake. There's so much that the Lord gave me earlier out of this morning that I wrote. And I saw like a mighty wind, and I saw the ground open. And God told me that it's going to be one of the most devastating natural disasters that this generation has seen. And I see it coming in the next few months. I see it cutting across somewhere in North America and somewhere in Asia also. And the Lord shows me in a vision, I saw like a chart. Like a chart. And I saw like a price chart. And God was showing me that in the new year that we're about to enter, there's going to be a sudden increase in price of goods and commodity in this country. There's going to be an unusual increase that we have not experienced in recent times. And it will run through the year. But God shows me the chart coming down again. As it rises to the peak, I see it coming down. So even though it's going to be a difficult time for many, things are going to be expensive, but God promised that He will watch over His people. Hallelujah. Some of the prophecies that God is giving me, they may not sound conventional for this moment, but from the early part of this year, I gave a prophecy about the governor of Kaduna State and the governor of Plateau State. And in the vision that God showed me about the governor of Plateau State, God showed me and God said, there was an attempt of assassination coming upon his life. And I didn't really understand. I thought that was just going to be physical. And then until recently, Apostle told me that he's been out of the country on a serious health challenge. And last night while I was praying, I saw like a spirit of death stood by his side. And God was asking that I pray and rebuke that spirit. I know that God is calling on the church to pray so that he will come back alive. We do not say these things. We are not political mouthpiece. We are just saying the things that the Lord is showing us to speak. And I see someone in this place, somebody related to you, like in your family, somebody, you lost somebody. Not to say the person died, but the person got missing. Throughout this, from the early part of this year, I see that happen. The person got missing, a loved one, a family member that you've been looking for. Particularly a lady, where is that person? Just lift up your hands. A lady, it happened this year. A lady related. Your dad's friend. So let me pray for you. But the Lord shows me a lady that has been missing from the early part of this year. And the Lord shows that this lady is going to come back. Going to come back in the name of Jesus. We declare that wherever she is, we declare a release for her. I will command her to come back home in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see someone you have in your dream, you experience as though your head is shaved. In your dream, you see your head shaved. It's a lady, and the Lord is telling me that it's a spell that the enemy is casting over you, even against marriage. Where you just lift up your hands, I want to declare over you. Lord, I pray, I see in your dream, you see your head completely shaved. I declare that that spell is broken over your life, and I declare total liberty to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen. For the people that God, that Apostle prayed for at the beginning, I saw something. God was setting you from mindsets. So your mindsets have been conditioned since you were born. All those ladies. And he said one of the characteristics of your mindset is that you have come to believe that a woman is supposed to be the breadwinner by default. That's what God was saying specifically. God says, I should tell you categorically that it was not so from the beginning. And God says he's empowering you so that your reality will be different. And they were not the only ones. God is releasing a grace upon all the ladies in this place who have been characterized by that mindset that a woman is supposed to be the breadwinner. And you are prepared for it. You have actually made plans, business strategies. God says it wasn't so from the beginning, and he's setting you free in the name of Jesus. Then there's a second group of people. God is releasing upon you unusual grace for creativity. I've been sensing that since 3 o'clock. Unusual grace for creativity, what the Bible calls witty invention. In fact, it's the spirit that was upon Bezaleel. I see it in the IT, I see it in hospitality and catering, and I see it in the media. Unusual creativity. We would like to pray for you and lay hands on you and impart that grace to you. Then the last set of people, you've been having dreams for a series of days now, and you've been seeing eagles. You see mountains, you see eagles. You've been seeing it for a long time now. Mountains, eagles. Every time you see in the spirit, that's what you see. And there are other people who have been sensing in the spirit but have not been seeing what they sense. We would like to pray for those people also. If you come out, I'd just like to pray for all the people that are listed. Amen.
So those who belong to that category, quickly just come up. You pray while the ministers. Go ahead, sir.
Hallelujah. People, if you identify with the name Lami. I heard the name Lami. If you identify with the name Lami, quickly come out, please. If you identify with the name, is that your name or your mother's name? Lami. If you identify
hold
with
on.
The name.
Listen, hold on. I hope you're not just coming out because you want. We're going to pray. Soon we'll enter another session very quickly, and then we'll pray for everybody, okay? We're just talking about those specifically that his case concerns. So please don't just feel emotional and come out, okay?
Alright, if you identify with the name Lami, please just come this way. The name Lami. Lami, right? Okay, your younger sister. I actually have a word for Lami. Praise God. Then, if you have, you're having pains here, it's actually pneumonia. Just on your right side. Actually have received healing for that person. If you are that person, quickly come out too. Then so on with, presently you're having pains on your thigh, right down your right thigh. Even as you were standing worshiping, you had pains on your right thigh. Okay, mommy, that's you. Okay, on your right thigh, actually received that. The people migraine, I may not be able to call you out. I know Grandpa mentioned the case of people that were losing their hair. Just one lady raised up her hand. They actually more than that, because I actually saw a flash of it. Hallelujah. I saw a flash of it. So, Lami, where's Lami? Okay, Lami. What I received for you, the Lord said you should share the testimony. Do you understand? The Lord said you should share the testimony. So I believe the Lord is releasing something upon you. He wants to bless you, okay? With something that you share. Are you also Lami? Okay, your younger sister, so I'm just going to quickly pray with you. Then the case is, what did you come up for? Okay, Lami. Alright, I'm just going to quickly pray with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please, if you're having migraine, you may not need to come out. Just put your hands wherever you're having the pain. Just migraine. Your forehead, I felt that too for you, and I felt the healing for you. Then people with pain just at the right shoulder. You're having a pain there. Just put your hands there. There's no need to come out. Please just put your hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. and the Lord is going to touch you and heal you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every pain, every migraine. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And every pain on the shoulder, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Please let's have all the prayer requests. All the prayer requests. Very quickly, please can we rise on our feet?
I believe, I believe, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, Lord, I believe, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe. Please make sure you have a request here. Yeah. Lord, I
Hallelujah. Is this all inside and outside, ushers? How many of you are here to drop your request? Let me see. Please, we need some ushers. Just let them have it very quickly so that they can. Just lift it up so that you can drop it. You want to pray on the request? Hallelujah. May I request all the servants of God here to just come out as we pray. Now, this is not just a ceremony. Please listen. This is not just a religious ceremony. Hallelujah. God has been so faithful unto us. And that this, we're not just doing it because we should do it. God gave us an instruction to do it. And I want you to know that whatever it is that is represented here by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ, miracles will so erupt from this. I'd like you to believe it, please. Believe it. Yes, you can bring them, ushers. Let's have it quickly. Hallelujah. Please come, Pastor Jake. You can come. Good to see you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, as we pray on this request, please, instrumentalists, I'd like you to play, just, you know, clap the cymbal, give your best. And we're going to pray in the spirit. I'd like everyone to join us as you pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. And then we're going to speak over it and release. I know that there are impossible cases humanly in this request. Cases that only God can bring liberty to people. But I want you to know that there is a God that sits in heaven. He created the heavens and the earth in 7 days. It will not take him too long to change the situations here. There are financial situations represented here, marital situations, issues of barrenness and so on and so forth. We are going to pray. Right? I'd like everybody to begin to pray in the spirit.
Come on, pray inside and outside. This is the time when we get to pray for sanctification. We release miracles in the name of the Lord Jesus as representation. Let impossible situations give way. I see doors being opened in the vision. I see gates being opened by the Spirit. Spirit and a rush for miracles in families, in homes.
gift of faith. We release it. We release it. Receive it. Receive it. On the internet, receive it. There's power moving everywhere. There's power moving everywhere. The ministry spirits of God taking the responses of this request by the unity of faith. We command a supply of
being released by the Spirit. Father, we pray right now as a servant of the living God, commissioned by grace. We're praying on this request. And Lord, we declare that every situation represented here will change for good. In the name of Jesus, for your loved ones and for your family, right now you will receive supernatural calls telling you about the eruption of miracles, supernatural miracles, death cancellation by the Spirit, promotions by the Spirit, children by the Spirit, supernatural marriages. In the name of the Lord Jesus, healing of terminal diseases, admissions into institutions. Lord, we agree by faith and we establish it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The last thing we are going to do, please tell me, the servant of Christ, I'd like us to stand. There's going to be a sharing of spiritual gifts. We all represent different offices and operation of the Spirit. Now, I'd like you to believe this is the moment you do not want to miss. Please, can we just form a straight line and hold our hands together and lift it up? Inside and outside, I'd like you to connect to apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. There will be a supernatural connection of the Spirit by faith. This is what the Lord is telling me to do. Tell me, we are going to lift up our voices and stretch our hands towards you. Many of you will encounter levels of power and insight that you have never seen before. You came for miracle service, and even among ourselves there will be a transfer of virtue. Take note. Hallelujah. Please let the cymbal not stop. So play the instrument. Can you translate? Now go ahead and receive. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a release. A release. Inside and outside. Let the prophetic flow come mighty. Let the apostolic flow come mighty. Let the teaching anointing, the office of Peter. Evangelist, be set up now, 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 inside and outside. Prophet, Hallelujah. A supernatural anointing for creativity. For creativity. For creativity. The spirit of Bethlehem. I see purple rain falling. Purple rain falling. Receive it now. Creativity. The spirit of Bethlehem. Creativity. Come up with witty invention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to speak over your finances, everybody. Everybody, we are going to speak. I'm glad the ministers are home. Please believe it. This is an unusual miracle service. God is doing strange things. You've heard the prophecies about next year. I didn't tell you, I saw the capital of China being affected and devastated greatly. Greatly. Let me tell you the truth. We announced it here, the first recession. We were criticized for it when we said a recession was coming. And we did announce it again that another recession is coming. And I'm saying it again, another recession is coming. But when there was going to be famine in Egypt, wisdom was given to Joseph. And a strategy was communicated. Hallelujah. The Bible says when men say there is a casting now, he said, for 7 years you shall save, and during the famine you shall step out in that abundance. I want to pray for your finances. Hear me, friend. It's not by your knowledge and calculation. No. Wealth is spiritual. Forget about all of this arrogance of economies that is failing them. Every man who has fully gotten wealth, whether by God's way or Satan's way, knows that wealth is spiritual. When you see a rich man, you say, this guy has gone to the native doctor. We understand. I want to pray for you. Some of you need to stand in for your loved ones. Because, you know, gone are the days when we pretend that this is not an issue. It has caused wreck and havoc and damages in families. Enough is enough. As servants of the Lord, we want to pray for your life. You mustn't believe it. But if you care, the Lord doesn't want you to survive. He wants you to be blessed so that you can advance the kingdom. And here's the scripture the Lord gave me. Let me just read it quickly. I want us to hurry up. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For I know that thou art little strength, and has kept my word, and has not denied my name. I pray right now, I sense an anointing in the name that is above every other name. If I be a servant of the living God, then now I pray, let there be a baptism of supernatural, inexplainable wealth. It's an anointing. I release it. Take it now. Take it now. It's an anointing. Receive it for your finances. Receive it for your finances, for your family. It's an anointing. Receive it. Take it. It's yours. Receive it. It will impact wisdom. It will impact purpose. There are certain virtues that God has blessed us with as a ministry. And Peter said, such as I have, give I unto you. Hear me with all humility. Any right-thinking man seeing the hand of God upon this ministry knows that it's not about us. Anyone who has sense enough, you know that there is a factor and there are spiritual principles. There are certain blessings that God has blessed us with. When God calls a man, there are certain dimensions of graces that are operational. Hallelujah. And I want to pray. We want to declare some of these things upon you. You will be surprised how these things will change your life. Please let there be every sense of unbelief. Kick it out. Are you listening to me? Now is not the time to doubt. God is changing someone here. God has blessed us with a dimension of His presence. His presence. Many of you will begin to step into unusual levels. The Lord told me something some years ago. He said, son, I give you my presence as a gift. My Father, I raise a cry. Let the presence, the angel of the Lord's presence that has walked with us, commanding signs, wonders, undeniable manifestations. If God be God, let the angel of the Lord's presence be released towards you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord's presence. And Moses said, do not send us from here if your presence goeth not with us. He said, how shall they know that we are a separated people? The second is favor. The Bible says, Jenny, it said that Esther anointed herself with a particular oil for 1 year, and she walked before King Ahasuerus. And suddenly, a woman who had no human qualification, by the favor of God, the Lord calls it the Esther anointing. The Lord has given us grace, favor we cannot even explain. Favor we cannot explain. Lord, in the name of Jesus, receive this favor. In the name of Jesus. Strange dimension of favor. Favor with God. Favor with man. We release it in the name of Jesus. Let favor follow you from today, bringing blessings, bringing victory, bringing results that you cannot explain. Favor, favor your academics, favor your relationship, favor your business. It's called grace. It's called grace. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Number three, the Lord has blessed us with wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal of it. It says, therefore get wisdom. It says, and with all thy getting, get understanding. It says, honor her, she shall promote thee. It says, she shall bring an ornament of glory upon thy head when thou dost embrace her. It says, does not wisdom cry? By wisdom is founded the earth, and by understanding it says, he established it. Wisdom. Wisdom. My Father, I pray that in this October miracle service, let men and women leave this place with an impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 The spirit of wisdom is yours. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the things that God has blessed us, I call it the spirit of Elijah. Supernatural speed and acceleration. Hear me, friends. There is something called speed. The Bible makes us understand that when he told Ahab, saddle your ass and run. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. But he went back, and when he prayed and saw the feast, cloud like a feast of the Bible says, the hand of the Lord came upon him. He gathered his loins and used his bare foot and began to run. And he overtook the chariots of Ahab. The Bible says at a certain time, Jesus told the disciples to use the last boat and go. And they were 6 hours ahead of him. But when he finished praying, he encountered an anointing. He got up and started walking on the water and was almost overtaking them. Let me tell you something. When the spirit of speed comes upon you, you will pursue and you will overtake as though you never experienced a lack. Now, please, I want you to believe it. Oh, I want you to believe it. There are many people who are in dire need of restorations in their life and for families. And right now we pray. In the name that is above every other name, at the mention of that name, we sound an alarm in the realm of the spirit. Receive peace. Now. Now. Acceleration. Speed. Speed in knowledge. Speed in your soul. Acceleration. Speed. 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 You will run. You will run. Advancement, acceleration. Hallelujah. One of the things that God has given us is honor, 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 kingdom honor. The Bible says, because thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness, it said, therefore our God has anointed you with an oil of gladness above your fellows. Lord, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus, it's a season to honor your people and to bring them to limelight for the sake of the kingdom. Therefore, I pray right now that everything that has kept you bound, such that you cannot come to light, there are families that have been kept bound. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And with this anointing, I command, let the doors of the prison over families, over finances, kefari katoza, let doors be open in the name of Jesus. We call you to a place of honor in the name of Jesus. We call you to a place of influence in the name of Jesus. Receive it for yourself. Receive it for your loved ones. Receive it for your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Something must show in your life for men to know that the Lord lives. Are you listening to me? Something must show in your life. Something must show. That's why you came for this miracle service. Something must show in your life. We want to rebuke the plague of death. Now, please take it seriously. When God gives instructions like this, take it very seriously. Hallelujah. We want to take authority over the plague of death. The Bible says when they asked Balaam to go and curse them, when he went, he found out that the ark was positioned in a particular way. He could not curse them. For he said, the shout of the king is in their midst. I declare in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. Right now, we lift up the ban of death over your life and over your family members. In the name of Jesus. No more death. No more accidents. No more terminal diseases. In the name of Jesus. I don't care what's killing of Satan, but we are agreeing right now that the hedge of protection comes over your life and over your family. How many of you know we need the protection of God in Nigeria right now? You get up and live peacefully, and someone gets up and just causes chaos. But we speak upon every one of you. For life is a choice. And in the name of Jesus, as a ministry, we choose life. And we decree and declare that there is life upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No death. No death. Hallelujah. No death. Lord, we give you praise for the mighty things that you are doing. One last thing I'm going to pray for very quickly. Is what I began to share, the opening of the doors. While I prepared for this meeting, the Lord began to tell me to open up closed doors. Now, I know many of you may not understand the power and the relevance of opening up of these doors, but you are going to pray it anyway. Are you listening to me? In Psalm 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. It says, the world and all they that dwell therein. So there is no controversy. We can fight over lands, but the earth is the Lord's. Are you listening to me? And he said, for he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the water. Then the Bible says, who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? It says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. As a result, he will receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. And then he said, this is the generation of them that seek. Seek thy face, O Jacob. And then there is a saying, and this is where we are coming in. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. Friends, there are gates, so are you listening to me? There are gates. And the Bible calls them ancient doors. It said that the King of Glory will come in. The gates are not just things, they are people, because they spoke back. They said, who is this King of Glory? And then there was a response. He said, the Lord Yahweh, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And we're going to be raising a cry and command and say, the gates be lifted and ancient doors be opened. When Jesus was caved in a place, on the third day, the Bible says an angel came and rolled away the stone. And there he came, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I believe by the opening of this door, God is opening us up. We have seen it, we have prophesied it, we have announced it. Now I'd like us to step into it. The opening. I don't know about you, but I prayed this. I poured my life out on this. I said, Lord, this is the season that will step. He told Moses, tell the people to move forward. Tell them, go forward. Tell them, the Egyptians that you see today, you see them no more. In 1 minute, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Today, gates of limitation. God, step into our prophetic destiny. Time for us to arise with the glory of our King and step into this system and invade this system with the life, the power, the glory of God. He said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in this land as it is in the heavens. And so we establish your counsel. Time for the church to arise and be lampstands indeed, given by the anointing of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Those of you who are here inside and outside, the Bible says, come unto me all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Enough of sorrow and frustration. Tonight the Lord is calling you into a relationship. The Bible says, in the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. And so the Lord is calling right now. If you've not made up your mind to stand for Jesus, to give your heart to Jesus Christ, this is an opportunity to end your wrestle with the Spirit of God and to make a decision. Or if you've given your heart to the Lord but have turned away because of several challenges, we welcome you right now. And so I'm inviting you inside and outside. Leave your seat and walk out. Jesus is calling you. It's time for a great relationship. Appreciate them as they come inside and outside. The Lord is calling you. Hallelujah. Please keep standing. Keep standing. Don't sit down. This is the greatest miracle of all. The Lord is calling you. Leave your seat and come out. God is calling. As you hear his voice, please step out. Harden not your heart. It's time for a new relationship. It's time for a new level. The Lord is calling you. Appreciate them. They are coming. This is the greatest miracle. Inside and outside. We take authority over every influence that wants to stop you from being saved. Now is your time. Now is the hour. We welcome you into the glorious family of God. We welcome you. Come as you are. Come as you are. There is no condemnation. Come as you are. It doesn't matter what you have done. Inside and outside, the Lord is calling you. Please come up your space. To appreciate you until you come. Please keep clapping. Let's celebrate this miracle. Let's celebrate this harvest. Let's celebrate this harvest. Many coming into the fold. The Spirit of God is still speaking to you. Inside and outside. I like you to come. Go to him. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sincerely want to express my joy for this bold decision that you have made. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you are not ashamed of me before men, I will not be ashamed of you before my Father. Hallelujah. This is the greatest miracle in this place. A translation from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we salute you. We congratulate you. It's a bold step that will begin a new season in your life. Hallelujah. I'd like you to quickly pray this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, please mean it from your heart. This is not a special number. It's a serious prayer. Hallelujah. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm a sinner. I believe you died for me. I believe you shed your blood for me. I acknowledge you as my Lord and Savior. I receive eternal life in my spirit, and I declare that I'm born again. I'm washed by the blood. I am free. I denounce sin and Satan, and I receive authority to be called a child of God. From today, I'm born again. The Spirit of God lives in me.